One of my all-time favorite quotes comes from the comedian genius Lenny Bruce, who once said, "People are leaving the church in droves and returning to religion." Up until now, that had meant leaving what's called organized religion, and instead becoming a part of a non-denominational Christian church. That's now changing with some people who are referred to as nuns, which, by the way, is spelled N-O-N-E-S. It's estimated that a quarter of the American population classify themselves as nuns. These people have rejected the teaching of God's word. Instead, they're looking for personal meaning, spirituality. Their means of search doesn't include the Bible. It ranges from anything from yoga to communing with nature, I guess, as they say. Well, I'm here to tell the nuns that you won't find what you seek from the lotus position trying to be one with a pine tree. There's only one way to the answer, which is held by only one. The sole holder of the answer is God. The sole path to God is through Jesus, who says in John chapter 14, verse 6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." And since Jesus served his Father God while on earth, what he says in Matthew chapter 24, verse 35, shines brightly. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. If the nuns are seeking personal meaning, they need to be shaped and molded by lasting hands, not some temporary feel-good moments. Those lasting hands belong to God because God is eternal. In Exodus chapter 3, where God's giving instructions to Moses on what to tell the Jews, and Moses replies by asking, why would they trust in his words? Instead, Moses wanted to tell them who gave those words to him. In verse 14, God responds, "I am who I am." And he said, "Thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am, has sent me to you." If you want to have meaning, you need a purpose. A way to find a purpose that will not just benefit you, but those around you who are close, as well as those who you meet by chance, is through the word of God who knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. He's the one who gave you talents and abilities. God's grace has healed you in times of stress and worry. We're taught in James chapter 4, verse 8, "Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you." God is eager to teach you. God is here to heal you. God in his wisdom will correct you. God, through all he'll bless you with, will call on you. Why? Because God loves you.